Hello, and welcome to your audio insight from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and in this audio insight, I'm going to talk about the importance of avoiding disappointment when you reach your goals successfully. This is an aspect of goal setting that's so often overlooked, but it's really important when it comes to maximizing life satisfaction and happiness. Years ago, I was watching a documentary about the creator of fictional spy James Bond. After a lifetime of only so-so success as a writer, Ian Fleming started writing his James Bond books, and eventually, as we all know, they became massive bestsellers. One of Fleming's friends asked him what success was like, and apparently he replied, "It's just so much dust, dear boy." This really struck me as interesting. Now, it may have just been Fleming's British bravado or understatement, but it might also have been how Fleming really felt about the reality of achieving the kind of success he had attained. Maybe this hotshot spy wordsmith really did feel disappointed in some sense. He certainly drank and gambled and womanized his way to an early death in 1964, just as the Bond movies were taking off. But it's not just him. Countless people have been shocked to find that achieving what they set out to achieve left them feeling strangely empty. It's as if they had pursued their ambitions on the unquestioned assumption that once those ambitions had been realized, everything in their life would become wonderful for all time. So they became millionaires, or won their gold medal, or published their novel, and yes, it felt fantastic for a while. But being rich, or recognized by strangers in the street, or respected by society, was somehow not all it was cracked up to be. The guarantee of lifetime happiness they had subconsciously taken for granted would automatically accompany their success just didn't materialize. Every day in the gossip columns and the buzz of social media, we see the fallout from the unhappiness of multitudes of millionaire malcontents, all of whom at one time had expected all, or at least most of their problems, to vanish once their dreams had come true. I'd often heard people say that they felt happier on their way up to success than when they actually arrived. As I speak these words, we've just completed our new 10 Steps to a Stellar Success Mindset, which helps you adopt all the conscious and subconscious attitudes to maximize your chances not just of success, but of true satisfaction with life once that success is reached. To be disappointed, you have to have expectations. That sounds obvious, but the first thing you can do is examine your expectations. What do you imagine, and therefore expect, that life will actually be like once you have the kind of life that you want? Really think about that. If you plan to make money or get to the top of your game in a creative, sporting, political or business sphere, what had you been imagining life would be like once these goals had been realized? Had you been assuming that you'd have no further problems in life, that you'd never be bored again, that you'd never feel anxious about anything again, or lonely, that you'd never have health problems? It comes as a real body blow shock to some people that even when they have achieved their dreams, they're still troubled by some aspects of it. The fact is, we all have a variety of physical and emotional needs that can only be properly met from different parts of life. For example, beyond the obvious needs for food, water, and shelter, you and I and everyone in the world have deep-seated needs for attention, both to give and receive it, for a feel of safety and security in our lives, for a sense of control, for intimacy with at least one other human being, for fun and creativity to make life enjoyable, for challenge and development so that we can avoid boredom, for a connection to a wider community, for some privacy and time to think our own thoughts, for a sense of status with a recognizable and appreciated role in life, for a sense of competence and achievement to keep our self-esteem healthy. And we need to feel that life is truly meaningful so that we have a real purpose to our days. Most of us are not consciously aware of these needs, but now you are consciously aware of them, and you'll be able to find them on hypnosisdownloads.com. This gives you a huge advantage, and although we might not be consciously aware of them all the time, these needs are so deep within us that we will still strive to meet them, sometimes in healthy ways and sometimes in not so healthy ways. The important thing, the really important thing I want you to understand, is that even once you have achieved whatever successes you're pursuing, you'll still have to work at getting these needs met. You might have a huge house in the country with a swimming pool and a fancy car, but unless you feel that your life has meaning, that you are being creatively challenged, that you're connected to the community and so on, then you will struggle to feel happy, and you may feel a bewildered disappointment with your success. I train people to meet their needs in lots of different ways. This means that they can avoid putting all their eggs in one basket. So, for example, me earning $1 million might meet my need to feel successful and enable me to travel and have nice things in life, but I still need to nurture intimacy with my loved ones and find creative challenges to avoid boredom, which, by the way, can be a common side effect of success, and keep up a good social life and so on. My money alone will not meet those needs, no matter how much I have of it. I might have to meet these needs completely outside the field of my success, and in fact, it's better if I do so. Remember, if you lose that basket with all your eggs in it, you'll end up with no eggs. So the simple takeaway from this audio insight is twofold. First, really think about just what you're expecting from your future planned success. How are you imagining life will be once your dreams have been fulfilled? And secondly, as well as making plans for your success, remember that your future life will need to fulfill all kinds of needs for you that need to be met regardless of the lifestyle your success brings you. You'll also need to make sure that your future success lifestyle doesn't actually block the satisfaction of your needs, an effect celebrities have often reported when they find themselves disconnected from their community. Keep what I've said here in mind, and you'll not only avoid future disappointment, but also maximise your enjoyment of future successes. All of our audio insights are archived within the hypnosisdownloads.com members section, the Growth Zone. Members get access to all the downloads on the site, plus exclusive members-only downloads. To find out more, just go to hypnosisdownloads.com and click on Join Us. I'm Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge, and thanks for listening.